happened upon this last hour, and we got several bits of feedback on it, and that's creating your ideal fast food meal, which is random. This has been kind of going around the internet, and it consists of first stopping at Burger King, getting your burger, then your chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, doing some nugs at McDonald's, maybe the French fries at McDonald's too.
Okay.
Washing it down with like a Dairy Queen milkshake. That seems to be like, you know, you having to jump around to a couple different spots. But, you know, we were saying, one, your family, Kelly, used to kind of have like the name your own fast food place.
Choose your own night.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun.
Dad would be like the DoorDasher. He'd go get all of it, gather it all. And that way we all didn't have to agree on one place to go. We'd go have whichever one we want. Kind of like a choose your own adventure book.
Right. And my family did a couple times, or at least once in the recent past, where we would order pizzas from a bunch of different like pizza places. If we had like a bunch of people over, we'd just get a bunch of different pizzas from a different pizza place, like one pizza from each place, and have
nice
like
variety.
Yeah, have like a little variety, and that was kind of fun. But Catherine, you say we're doing it wrong.
I just heard you all talking about going to various restaurants.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just had to tell you, that's my Friday night, honey.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
So listen, let me tell you something. This is what you're doing, okay? You're going to Burger King. You're getting you a rodeo cheeseburger.
Okay.
Ooh.
Skip the Whopper. Don't do that. The rodeo cheeseburger, it's got cheese, it's got onion rings, it's got the whole thing.
Okay.
And then you're going to pop over to Taco Bell, which I'm going to tell you, much disrespect for them not including Taco Bell on that list.
True. Okay?
True statement.
So you're going to get a bean burrito, but you're going to add ground beef.
So that sounds like the beef Mexi Melt, if I'm honest, which is one of those.
It's a bean burrito with beef.
Okay.
Or, no, Ben.
Okay. All right. Sorry. All right.
And then you're going to pop on over to Raising Cane's. Uh-huh. You're going to get yourself some chicken tendies.
I endorse that. Yes.
Yep.
And then you're going to pop over to Sonic. And you're going to get yourself some chili cheese tots.
Wow.
And then maybe if you're feeling frisky, a diet cherry limeade.
Diet.
For the health. Yes. For the health.
Or you're going to skip the cherry limeade. You're going to pop on over to McDonald's and you're going to get yourself the crispiest Coke that you've ever had.
I was going to say, spicy Sprite or something. Okay. Yes.
And then that's it. If you're a real pro, you get whatever you get at the first restaurant, and you eat it in the parking lot of the second restaurant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. True statement.
Okay?
And then you got to go to the drugstore and get some Pepto, because you're going to be hanging out by the bathroom all night.
Honestly, if you've never eaten a Burger King rodeo cheeseburger in the parking lot of a Taco Bell, you ain't living.
Wow.
There it is. Okay? There it is. All right. Hey, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Catherine, thanks.
Catherine, you're the best.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
All right. If you're not eating a Burger King rodeo cheeseburger in the parking lot of a Taco Bell, you ain't living. Maybe
That's
my
great.
Favorite sentence of the day.
That's fantastic. Well, and then we have some people rolling and saying, what about Culver's? Cheese curds. Yes. They obviously, this was a very narrow little list they gave us to work
from. Yeah, obviously, we could argue ad nauseum about different fast food places, but Ashton rolls in. I want to be this girl's friend. Yes
she knows how to do it.
Catherine knows how to do it. She's she's spent many a brain power thinking about this whole dynamic and what the perfect combo is. So
That's
love
great.
That. All right. Thank you.